From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. Well, it's not often that we have our dreams come true, but my guest on today's field trip, San Francisco theater diva extraordinaire, winner of 4 Bay Area Critics Circle Awards, the beautiful and charming actor and director Susie Damolano, had her dream moment at the glittering opening of her San Francisco Playhouse last Saturday night. Everyone who is anyone in the Bay Area theater scene was there, including Mayor Willie Brown, who charmed the opening night crowd with his good wishes for the company's 10th anniversary. Susie Damolano is not only a wonderful actor, but also the producing director of the San Francisco Playhouse, which happens to be the fastest-growing and most awarded theater company in the city. Their productions during the past decade have regularly packed the house, and as of October 9th, the former SF Playhouse will have both a larger name and a new larger home. Their theater at 450 Post Street in the Kensington Park Hotel is the perfect place to begin their 10th season. Twice as many seats, but only one row deeper than their previous location, and that should ensure that the intimacy that they're famous for will continue. The new season opened on a particularly raucous note, with the Tony-nominated musical Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, and the audience loved every minute of it. Here to talk about it all is San Francisco Playhouse's Susie Damolano. Susie, welcome.
Thank you so much, Mitchell. I'm honored to be on the program with you.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Well, first off, let me congratulate you on everything, the new name, the new location, the new show, and what an evening it was.
A bit overwhelming, isn't it?
Tell me in 3 words what you were feeling that night about everything.
That night, I was feeling just giddy with happiness and thrilled to see so many familiar faces in the room. It's amazing when you have... That night, we opened up some seating. Normally, it's a 200-seat theater, but we opened up some of our balcony so that we could invite all of the actors, directors, designers, anyone that has ever worked with us at the Playhouse. And to have that many people in the room that you recognized all their faces was, I don't know, I think the one word would just be fabulous.
It really was a fabulous evening. Glittering. I would say that everybody in the San Francisco theater world was there. I saw the critics, I saw the stars, the actors, the directors. It was quite a scene.
Yeah, it was fun. And my favorite part, we got some sky trackers out on the street to really make it feel like a true red carpet event.
Yeah, it really was. And it's a very elegant setting, your new home.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's inside... The 450 Post was built by the Elks. It's the third oldest Elks Lodge in the country, and they built it in 1925 as their new home after the 1906 earthquake burned down their original place. And so it's just full of hand-carved gargoyles around, and the ceiling is wood carving. And when we moved in, we took the lobby and gave it a facelift. We painted, reupholstered the furniture, put in some plants, a new carpet, and I think really helped bring it back to its majesty that it originally was.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, of course, you had loads of time to do that, didn't you?
Yeah. We took over the lease on September 17th and opened our doors to previews on October 9th and opened last Saturday, the 13th, to everyone else.
Unbelievable, the job that you did. People said it couldn't happen, but it did.
Yeah, we definitely. I think that's, in general, ever since we started the San Francisco Playhouse, people have been amazed that we've done things that no one thought we could do.
You do have a reputation for that, I got to say.
Yeah. We closed our 100-seat theater by doing a production of My Fair Lady, which no one could imagine being done on that small stage. So what the great thing is I feel like a few years ago we were interviewed by a magazine, by San Francisco Magazine, and they called us San Francisco's best kept secret. And I think that what we really wanted to do Saturday night is to stop being a secret anymore. And I think that was accomplished.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're right there in the theater district now. You're going to be big time.
I sure hope so.
So listen, the company was founded in 2003, but go back a bit. Tell me a bit about yourself. Where did you grow up and how did you get interested in theater?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I grew up in the South Bay in Los Altos. So I lived in the Silicon Valley before it was the Silicon Valley and watched the orchards turn into buildings, which turned into Semiconductor, which turned into .com. And my background, I went to school and became a CPA and worked down in San Jose at Ernst & Young, where we were a beta site for Apple. So before we were there when Apple got launched. And I didn't really get involved in theater until my early 30s. I wasn't much of a theater goer, and then I took a trip to London to visit a friend, and we went out to see some theater. For my first time, I saw Les Mis and 42nd Street, and they just blew me away. And I continued to be a patron of the arts for several years until somebody dared me to take an acting class. And that was in my early 30s, and ever since then, I've been hooked. And I met my husband, Bill English, in the theater, and together we just combined our dreams of bringing the best kind of theater that we see in New York and London and, you know, all over. We try to travel as much as we can, and we wanted to bring that to San Francisco, and we thought the best way to do it would be to start our own playhouse.
So Bill was your co-founder?
Yes. He and I founded the theater together, and we have a few people that were there with us from the beginning. Basically, Bill and I and our daughter Lauren had some plays we wanted to put on, but we didn't have anywhere to do it, and we found the space in our original space at 536 Sutter, and we're joined by Tatiana Genzer, who's been our stage manager ever since, and Louis Parnell and Andre Chenoweth, and the five of us created the Playhouse. And since then, you know, it's all history. This is our third move, and each move has been one block.
Well, you're in a great place now. If you're just joining us, my guest on today's field trip is actor, director, and co-founder of the San Francisco Playhouse, Susie Damilano. Before I get to this fella, Bill English, tell me a bit about the decision to name the auditorium in honor of, is it Walter Teufel? I hope I'm not pronouncing his name incorrectly.
No, that's correct. It's Walter Caspar Teufel. And we are naming the auditorium after him to honor him, because he is the uncle of our board president. And in his will, he requested that half of his estate go to an arts organization where he could make an impact. And his brother, who is Andrew's father, and Andrew thought about it and decided to give us a very sizable portion of that, which gave us the confidence to go ahead with the lease at 450 and just make a go of it, to double our size and really put, they put their money where our mouth was.
Great way to put it.
And the wonderful thing is they were there for opening night, and Walter's brother, his name is Severin Teufel, he reached over to me and gave me a kiss on the cheek and just said that Walter would be so proud and they couldn't imagine a better place to invest their money. So we're really thrilled with that.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad they did that for you.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, now, one of the features that the company has been known for in the past is the great set design. You had a little space, but you really made it look something. And a lot of that was done by Bill, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Bill designs most of our sets. And lately, he and Nina Ball have been trading off. Nina will do a couple shows a year, and Bill does the rest of them. And, you know, the two of them see eye to eye on what design should be, and it's always mind-blowing.
Yeah, I remember just recently he did a great little set for, now I'm forgetting the name of the show. It's about the three young guys. It's the Annie Baker show.
Annie Baker's The Aliens.
The Aliens, that's the one. And the set was the kind of back garden of a CD diner, and he even had weeds and stuff growing out of the chain link fence. I was very impressed with that.
Oh, yeah. That set in particular is one of his favorites. The great thing about Annie Baker's plays is she really tries to capture a slice of life. And if you saw that play, there's a lot of silences, which if you think about times you spend with your close friends, there will be a lot of silences. And then you just pick up in the middle of a conversation. And to match that sort of play with a set, Bill felt very strongly it needed to be as realistic as possible. So he went out. Every single item on that set was something that was real, like the awning, the fence, even the back panel of it that looked like it was a metal back door to a building behind it. He went out to salvage yards and found them and put it together, and then even went out and got the weeds and planted them within the set.
Yeah, they were great. Well, we should mention that he's also a terrific actor and a director in his own right.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he acts. Both of us act, direct, produce, and, you know, everything else that it takes to put on a show.
Where did you meet?
I was just beginning my acting classes and volunteered to work the concessions in a show called Speed the Plow by David Mamet.
Sure.
And he was starring in that show along with Louis Parnell. And I just instantly had a crush on him. And we didn't start dating right away, but we met again a few years later. And from the time we met that few years later until now, we haven't been separated.
So do you talk about anything but theater at home?
Now that is a very good question. We talk about theater at home all the time. And the only time we're not talking about theater is if we're talking about where we're going to travel next, because we just love, we're kind of a work hard, play hard. We like to, we dive in, we give it our heart and soul at the theater, and then we have to get away and go lay on a beach and do nothing but stare at the waves for a week.
Well, you'd certainly need to do that after playing one of the roles that I saw you in, Nurse Ratched, in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Tell me about that role.
Oh, that role was, it was so, I want to say it was fun, but anyone that knows Nurse Ratched is going to say, how can you think that was fun? But it, even today, I have patrons that when they realize that I am the one that played Nurse Ratched, they'll take a step away from me. And I don't often get to play villains. I usually play somebody nice. So part of it was really fun to be on that side of the story where I was the bad guy. And it was also really interesting to find that I was able to empathize with her and I understood where she was coming from, because she did have a strong point of view, and I believe that she thinks she was doing the best job that she could do.
That's right. Well, Bill directed you in that show, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Bill directed me. He directs me in a lot of shows. We do very well together. And I think when, all the times he's been on stage, well, except for Man of La Mancha, I've directed him. We're good at telling each other what to do.
Well, I'm having so much fun chatting with the lovely Susie Damolano from the San Francisco Playhouse that I think I'm going to turn this into a two-part show. I hope you've enjoyed this first part. Please tune in again next week to hear the second part. In the meantime, San Francisco Playhouse production of Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, directed by John Tracy, continues through November 24th. For more information, go to sfplayhouse.org. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin Sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org. radiosausalito.org anytime or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.